Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. No, nigga don't really want to take his school off,
Boy,
so I just press it.
Early in the morning, if you on my mind, I'ma set the time, yeah. Do it how we want, just to set the mood, girl, I brought some party, yeah, it's our leg.
Hold up. Hold up, 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 yeah, yeah.
Love the way I'm doing it, do it. So good she won't put my tattoo on it. Bottom line is, you the finest. Gave you a new name,
what's that, what's that, what's
my
that?
My bitch. Hold up, whoa there.
Let's capture this moment. If I hit it, then I own it. Marijuana every morning. On the drone, and girl, we groaning. But that pussy got me feeling like a kid with street lights on.
Street lights on,
You know I gotta go until it's early in the morning.
I'ma
set the time. Do it how we want. Just to set the mood, girl, I broke some water, yeah, it's our land. Just let the song play. Hold up, talk to the, man. You talking to a grown ass man. Like, wait, too much is in your band for us not to make the bed quick.
There goes the bitch.
Everybody rip the swag off, or I rip the tag off. Why my pants sag off? Cause I'm rapping my ass off. Flow so ugly, money so handsome. Just the fucking anthem, get it? The fucking anthem.
Early in the morning, this is all around. I'ma take my time. Do it how we want. This is it. Just let the mood go. I'm about to party, yeah, it's our night. Just let the song play.
Cause I don't really wanna talk too much shit, but you love it when I talk like I lost it. And I love how you look when you're blazing, and I swear you turn at least half Asian. And we about to have a liaison. She's so cool, give hair with a shades on.
Whoa.
You should just go through a cape on. And it's just so amazing. So amazing. So amazing.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Ashie Lush in the building. Turn your ass up. Turn it all the way up. We turned all the way up today, man. Pop out your recent Ciroc, all your bottles, baby. Happy belated birthday to my man DJ J Ronan and to my girl Sunshine. We live in the building. I want to say a rest in peace to my girl. She was the CEO of the Sugar Hill Records, and she passed, she was from Sugar Hill Records. Her name is Sylvia Robinson, and she died not too long ago, and she was the CEO from March. She was born March 6, 1936, September 29, 2011. She was a singer, musician, music producer, and record label executive. Most notable known for her work and for the founder of CEO of a similar hip-hop label, Sugar Hill Records. She is accredited as a driving force behind two landmark singles in that gender. The first was Rapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang, which was the first rap song to be released by hip-hop acts. The second was The Message by Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. And, you know, it's sad, but we lost her, and she did her thing. And shout-out to all them ladies, you know what I'm saying, that definitely represent and our CEOs and do their things out there. So rest in peace, Sylvia Robinson, another strong woman that did her thing in history. We got my girl, Miss I Promote, that's going to be live in the building with us, only 22 years old, doing her thing in the business, and she's going to be live with us talking. We got some music from your man K.E. on the track. He's going to be live with us in the building at 7 o'clock tonight. So it's on and popping. Also, man, if you got somebody you love out there, make sure you treat them right and appreciate them, man. Take them out on a date, man, and be civil, man. Y'all didn't know what it is, man. And it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Let's go over here and check if my boy, Boy Future Good One, in the building. What up, Guru?
Yo, what's good, Lush? I just sent you them bangers. Yeah, and I was sorry to hear about, you know, Sylvia Robinson. That's somebody that is a pioneer and a legend, and they really, she really knew about the music business. I mean, I'm very close to one of her sons, you know, and that news right there is, like, kind of shocking because I haven't spoken to him in a while, but, you know, he's the father of the young cat that's on, you know, buzzing on the MTV with the Sweet 16, the young cat Darnell Robinson. That's her grandson, you know, so I know that family really well, and that, like, you got to understand what she did in her lifetime, man. Sugar Hill Records, man, if anybody needs to know, then just go Google that. Like, you're going to see the kind of moves that was made in the music industry by a great company. Like, it was started by her and her husband and another cat that they had as a Jewish partner. And the Jewish partner, he just really wanted in and out of the situation, so he got his bread. And that they had total control of the company, her and her husband. So the legacy of Sugar Hill Records goes a little bit before that because they was already in the music business under another name and company. And then they saw this rap thing taking off, so they started a rap label. And they put the biggest acts, like the Sugar Hill Gang, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Sequence. I mean, it the list goes on with Trouble. I mean, yo, that was, like, phenomenal, man. So, you know, they are able to capitalize on a great situation because of songs like Sugar, Rapper's Delight. Like, those are songs just like Michael Jackson has a catalog and it's worth a lot of money. All their songs, like The Message and the big time tracks that they had, those songs are valuable to different distribution companies. So every 10 and 15 years, they are able to make new deals because there's so many hits under that label. So that's not, see, this is why, you know, people that don't know the music business need to do research on certain companies and how they get started and what type of money that these me are making. Like, nobody in that family ever have to work again. I mean, I'm sure they're doing their thing. They got individual projects, but that family has made big, big moves over the last 20 and 30 years. $250 million deal here, $300 million deal here, because those type of songs are last a lifetime for as far as whether they're classics and, you know, it's just that's the way it is, man. They always going to have distribution deals on the table. And, I mean, you know, it's for movies, it's for, like, companies like Columbia House, all of that like that is tied into, like, millions of dollars that's part of the record industry, man. And it gets a little deeper, but I just had to share that with y'all, man, because y'all need to get up on your research, man, for real, and know what's out there. Know what type of moves you're making before you sign your life away, man. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention, man.
Definitely, and big shout out to Emma for providing us with that information. And that was brought to you by Lush Radio Online and our girl Emma E2K. We need to bring out that news because, you know, we got to give this woman her recognition, man. She did a big thing, her and her husband, you know what I'm saying? They had made a big mark in the music industry, you know. We got to salute them and get in their props for that. So salute and rest in peace, Sylvia Robinson. Definitely. We got some music from K.E. on the track, and I know we got to... You know, he has his anthem that he loves from Boom Man. So I guess I got to find it up in here somewhere. If I can find it up in here, we're going to play it for Google because this is his anthem, you know. So we're going to look for that real quick. And it's, which one was it again that you had,
Man down.
Is that that man down right there? All right, let's see. We got that right there, man down.
See, we some extravagant niggas, man.
Keep all hate.
Everywhere we go, they gon' know what the fuck going on.
Man, booming,
nigga. Let's start with the motherfucking check up, nigga.
DJ Spin, fuck, nigga.
A lot of people want to try me on my team.
Y'all wanna try me, my nigga, man down. Any girl on me, it's another man down. I don't do shit for free, so you better man down. Get the fuck away from me, fuck nigga, man down. Man down, man down, man down, man down, man down, man down.
DJ, I'm gonna get a motherfucker, nigga.
Try me, my nigga, man down. Any girl on me, it's another man down. I don't do shit for free, so you better man down. Get the fuck away from me, fuck nigga, man down. Man down, 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 man down,
man down, man down, man down, man down, man down, man down. They say my 458 killed the parking lot. I'm flexing hard on them, showing off the watch I bought. So many diamonds, gave your girlfriend something to talk about. Brand down, every shot, give the dice a shake. Hands down, I'm the man across the USA. Just got out the other day, and I put my plan down. Fall off in the club, all the bitches screaming, man down.
Y'all wanna try me, my nigga, man down.
Once again, rest in peace. Sylvia Robinson, CEO of Sugar Hill Records. We got a call on the line, 614. What it do, baby? 614, what it do, baby? Okay, I'm not going to bite. You can stay and listen. 919, you on the phone, baby. What it do, baby?
Now, what's up? This is Miss Osmote.
What's up, Miss Osmote? What it do, baby?
Good, chilling.
Chilling? That's what's
yeah.
up. We're definitely honored and happy to have you live on the line. I have my boy, Future Guru 100 live in the building. Guru, say what up to Miss Osmote.
Yo, what's going on? Congratulations on all your success. We're glad to have you on the show. You know, it's like family over here. So, you know, we appreciate you even taking some time out with us with your hectic schedule, you know. So, how's
thank you.
With you.
I'm good over here.
That's what's up.
Let's give it some Lush Radio love real quick. Definitely. Well, we're definitely proud and happy to have you live on the line with us, Mr. Osmo. Before we get into this interview, do you got any shout-outs or anything like that, sweetie?
I'm just shout-out to my whole team. If any pleasure, IP Salute. Check them out online at ipsalute.com. They're coming real soon. It's a group out of NC. Hip-hop, they do hip-hop, R&B, all that. So check them out, ipsalute.com. Just dropped a new mixtape on Live Mixtape, so go get that.
That's what it is, man. I love that Southern accent right there. Really.
Yeah.
Definitely. But you know what, though? Besides her, you know what I'm saying, doing promotions and stuff and owning her own marketing business, she has a lot of talents. Also, she does management, too. So we got some music from her artists also that we're going to play and support her with that also live on the show. But what inspired you to get into the music industry, Ms. Alpamo?
Well, the funny thing was it. I was watching TV one day and I saw Bow Wow on one of the parts shouting out a little girl rapping from New Jersey. So I looked up the girl online and whatever. We just connect from there and I joined her street team and whatever. So we just built from there. And right now I'm not with them right now, but I'm doing my own thing solo. So I appreciate them for building my ground up, but it is what it is. FB marketing, that's my promo team right now, and my music label is Forever Music Group. So I started out in 03 with a girl named Miss Nana from New Jersey, so that's how that started.
Actually, we know Miss Nana, and Guru knows Miss Nana's father, so Guru's from Jersey, so that's he know that whole team right there, don't you, Guru?
Yeah, I started with them, so.
That's
yeah, Miss Optimo been doing her thing for a long time. I remember when I first came to the Twitter, and we started following each other, and I appreciate her grind. And she showed a lot of love to the people out there. And she got experience, so you got to respect someone who has a mindset and their vision, and they carry it out.
Uh-huh.
You know, I definitely appreciate what you're doing. You know, Big Sev, you know, is a good friend, and like. Even for you to mention Miss Nana, you know what I'm saying? That's still like respect, you know, respect to you for that. And shout out to NI Marketing too, you know. So like Miss, I salute you right now because you've been doing your thing and your numbers and you've been moving around. And you know, I see the blessings and I see the energy. You got a lot of energy online. So
yeah, thank you for that.
For sure. You know, Google built the Jersey all day.
Yeah.
I got a question. You know, coming from North Carolina at 22, what is the market looking like in the Carolinas for you? You know what I'm saying? In regards to doing promotions, the South versus the East Coast and stuff, in regards to, you know, your target market when you're dealing with clients. Who do you like dealing with the best, or it really doesn't matter to you?
I mean, it really doesn't matter. The way I marketed people is like, it's crazy how I marketed people because I can reach out to anybody and everybody and just one click away on the internet. Because the internet is very, very powerful. And if artists don't use the internet right, it won't work. So if you have a strong campaign behind you, I'm sure something's going to pop off with your career. If you have a strong campaign and you know what to do with the internet, on the internet, using Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. So if you don't have, if you don't have Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, then it's no good. And it's right now.
Definitely. So, you know, using social media, which is her stronghold, you know, she's worked with the likes of Soulja Boy and his group, Jibs, DJ Smalls, Jackie O, which Jackie O we've had on the show, Dollar Boy, a Player Circle, which we've interviewed before, DJ K-Slay, which we've had on the show, and a lot of different people that she's worked with. And she's 22, and she's doing her thing, you know what I mean? And I'm always proud for, you know, younger people going out there, you know, going out for their dreams and doing it, you know. And right now you're 22 and you got your own business. Talk to us about the importance of knowing the business, you know, versus just jumping into it. You know, how did you, you know, basically say, you know, when did you start getting really serious about this?
Started getting serious about this around, with my own company around 2008. But I still was working with the company out of New Jersey. So I really just branched off and started doing my own thing. And right now I'm still in school. So make sure you have something to back up on. I'm in school for business administration, concentration, and marketing. So I'm getting extra knowledge on what I need to know. So that's how that goes.
That's what it is. We're in school for the same thing, girl. We're in school for the same thing. I'm taking classes and stuff now, you know. So it's not a joke, man. Even though, you know, we do it and we have the hands-on experience, but it's nothing like having, you know, that education behind it, too. You know,
yeah,
that's an extra little, you know, thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know. But I'm going to throw it over there to Google. Google, you got some questions for Ms. Opimo?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're making, you know, moves out here and, you know, you're continuing on with your education, which is, you know, going to help you when you, you know, really have to start dealing with, you know, other corporate type of clients, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to say, like, what kind of inspired you to actually just think about marketing, like, at such a young age? And, you know, I could definitely identify with you because my background is printing and advertising. I used to print magazines. That's why I love advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I used to print the advertising. I used to be involved with the graphics department all the way up to the VPs of the advertising department, and that's how I came up. When I was your age, I was doing the same thing on a bigger level, on a corporate level. So this
mm-hmm.
is why I'm the person I am today, because of my strong background in printing and advertising. But what kind of inspired you to even want to be able to help people, like, get their projects off the ground, so to speak?
Basically, I just like helping people make sure they get their music up to the next level. Like, if people don't have no kind of marketing or nothing like that, they can be the hottest artist in the world, but if they don't have marketing or nothing like that, no one is going to ever hear about them or nothing. It's going to be a waste of talent. So I just like helping people, helping them get off the ground and come up to the top. So that's why I love doing, helping people build them up.
Okay.
That's what's up, man. It's not a lot of good people out there that would do that, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely commend you. And, I mean, your work speaks for itself because you're definitely doing, you know, real big things, and a lot of people are definitely, you know what I'm saying, loving the stuff that you got going on, you know. So, you know, we, and your numbers show for itself also. But I have another question. In regards to, you know, like Twitter, like a lot of people, like, think that you have to have numbers in order to show, you know, what type of following you really have. And sometimes the followers you have on Twitter or social media sometimes not really be your core followers. Maybe it could be just half of them. Or sometimes, you know, the number's not really true.
Well, what I do, I target market my followers.
Mm-hmm.
I target market the followers. Like, if I have an artist who's an R&B artist, I target market them to Trey Songz fans or whatever. So I just target market. I don't go out their market. I don't target market to Hannah Montana or whatever, because that's not their market. So majority of the time is the followers is in their target market. It's not out of whack or nothing like that. Everything I do over here is target marketed towards the artist.
if you could promote anybody at all, and you had your choice to promote, who would it be?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Why Lil Wayne?
I like Lil Wayne number one. I like Lil Wayne number one. If nobody don't know that. It's like Lil Wayne. Or maybe Jay-Z or something like that. He's definitely a powerhouse.
Yeah.
They're definitely a powerhouse, Jay-Z or Lil Wayne, something like that. Those two.
Oh, okay. So you have a slight crush on Lil Wayne? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah. We don't know that. Now you know. Yeah.
We got an inside secret, huh? Okay. That's what's up. Guru, I'm going to throw it over to you, man.
Yeah. I think that's great that you really reaching, you know, to get to that level. And, you know, when you're doing things like to help other people, it's more people kind of notice, you know, what you're doing, you know, that really matter, you know. So, tell us about some of the things that's, like, really keeping your motivation and that fire inside. Because I know what we do, it takes a lot. You know, you and I, we actually kind of been following each other, and we know what this grind is all about. Sometimes it's 10 hours a day, sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's more. Sometimes it's never less. Sometimes it's never less than 10 hours. So tell us about what really, or who that you're working with, you know, because sometimes you hear something from somebody that you really feel like, yo, this is a hot joint. I really want to pump this joint. Because, you know, sometimes you get your favorite clients that, you know, they got a hot song. You just want to keep pushing for them. Like, what's inspiring you right now to keep that motivation? Because, you know, don't try to get tired to us or anything like that. We just got to keep grinding. So what's actually keeping you lit up, you know?
Basically, the love from the people that's keeping me motivated and keeping me pushing and whatever. I know sometimes you want to give up, but you got to keep pushing if you want to get to the top and get to that next level. So I'm keep pushing and pushing until I make it. So that's how that's going right now.
That's what it is. I wonder, somebody asked me, how many hours do you spend online per day? Like, what's your average day when you start promoting?
Let's see. It just depends. I can say about 13 hours plus or 13, 15 hours. It just depends what I'm doing or whatever. It just depends on that day.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it takes to effectively market a project?
Maybe a year and 2 years. It just depends what the artist gets from me. And if they continue the promotion, because some artists get a package from me 1 month and then come back 3 months later and it just screws up the whole campaign, like, really. So if you continue getting promotion from me continuously getting promotion, then I could say around a year and 2 years max. You can have a great, nice fan base and a buzz.
Definitely. I think Google and us can relate. Like, some of these artists, for some reason, they might have money, but for some reason they think they need to just pay for, like, you know, one package, and it's like for a couple of months, and they think their buzz and fan base is going to continue. You got to keep on pushing, because, you know, out of sight, out of mind, they're going to forget you after a couple of months, because you don't keep on promoting.
That's true. That's good. We need to rewind that. I think you need to say exactly what you said again. Just like, exactly what you said. Say that again, because if you want, I'm going to say it again at the end of the show. Just like you said it.
Well, I'm going to reiterate that again. Like I said, artists, a lot of you artists, for some apparent reason, think that you pay for one package and for like a couple of months, and that's it. You act like you're not supposed to continue playing for the website or continue paying for your marketing. You just, like, stop, and you think that your fan base is going to continue. It doesn't go like that. It has to be redundant. Like I said, out of sight, out of mind. After that couple months, if you stop promoting, nobody's going to remember who you are. Then you're going to have to start all over again. You messed up the whole entire campaign, man. Come on.
Exactly.
And I think while we're on that note right here, like you just said, Les, you got to be redundant. And here's one thing I usually point out to my clients, and I'm dropping a jewel right now. But when it comes to building your brand, you got to think big. You got to think outside the box, because if you're on the highway and you see them golden arches, or if you see the sign while you're driving on 95, that it's a McDonald's up ahead, you kicking in with the hungry and all that. You know, for me, I like McDonald's fries. And when I walk up in there, I want the hot fries. I want the hot fries. I don't want the fries that's been sitting there. I want the hot joints. That's what they brand means to me. Like, I like the fries. So I'm going in there for the fries, and I'm going to wait for the hot ones. So this is what it takes. Like, when you think about what's redundant, McDonald's is still advertising on national TV, the Super Bowl, everything, you know, because they're going to keep the golden arches on people's head, on people's minds. Like, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. And it's the same thing. They got tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of money, millions and billions of dollars, but they still advertise. You're going to see them in magazines. You're going to see them on TV.
Because it's a subliminal message, like, you know, when you think of the golden arches, you think of McDonald's. When you hear that crack open, you think about, you know, you hear that Pepsi can, you think about Pepsi, you think about Coca-Cola, you know what I'm saying? It's subliminal messages. The marketing and the branding, you have to constantly beat it in people's head. Even if you made $1,000 and your name is trademarked, you still got to beat it in people's heads. You know what I'm saying? And if you stop your promotion, then basically, you know what I'm saying, it's a waste of time. What are your top three no-nos when a client comes to you for promotion, Miss I Promote?
I'm going to have no bio, number one, no professional pictures, and let me see. It's got to be something else. I couldn't think of two right now. But if an artist don't have professional pictures, then the campaign's not making no sense, or I know they're not serious about their career. So professional pictures, bio. Can't think of a third one right now off the bat.
We're gonna go with that. If I was your client and I'm coming to you and stuff, and a client comes or whatever, an artist in general, what do they need to have together when they come? I know you said they need to have professional photos and they have to have a bio. Are there any other things that they need to have together and stuff when they come to you?
Quality music. The music got to be sounding good. No music like you that's recorded off your cell phone. Got to have quality music as well. So that's another thing, quality music.
Definitely. And because we promised her, we said we're going to support her, and it's new music each and every Friday, Hot or Not or Lukewarm. So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to play this for the Hot or Not, and this is coming from Miss I Promote, her artist. You want to say their names and everything and put this out for them? This is Do It featuring Jones. Put that out there for them, Miss I Promote.
All right, this is a new track called Do It featuring Johnny Cash. The video dropping October 22nd. We're also having a video release party, so this is the IP featuring Johnny Cash to Do It.
Let's go.
Yellow, stacking it up like nigga. Yeah, Rolls Royce so cool. clean. I think that means that I just do it, do it. Catch me on the scene, sipping on lean, right where the pull it. Champagne and low main, rose G6 in up our jet. Cause the whole thing is a pickup game. We screaming out, we got next. I just do it. Sipping on them fluid. She looking so dashing, you would think she played on coolest. She gone with me home, and we go to the week mom. She so put a week on, I don't know what she speaks on. Tell me, is it speaking? I don't know, cause I'm so gone, but nigga, it's the weekend. So I do it like it's never been. I'm dope, bird, and hero win. I'm so fly, I knock on your girl door like, let your hero win. And I bet she do it. They say, boy, don't do it. I say, ain't that foolish. Funny, huh? Got my money up. They screaming now, encore. I think Nike should sponsor. While I it out, but I do it for my town like hello, chain yellow, stacking it up like Lego.
Everywhere a nigga go, he do it. Top the new J's out, yeah, you know I do it. Riding in the clean whip, hell yeah, I do it. Versace on the frames, man, yeah, I had to do it. When I'm in the club, I make it round like there's nothing to it. And when I do my dance, they be like, damn, how you do it. I just do it. Cause I'm the fucking man. Get higher, fly up in the sky. I'm on my Peter Pan. Can I take a girl? Oh, like it's nothing to it. Oh, that's your girl? Well, shit, watch me do it. When I get her to the room, I plan no games, it's over. But I am gonna pull my Wii out, let her connect to my controller. I'm throwing shots back, not caring who's calling. People come to VIP and be like, I be sure it's ballin'. Cause it's going hard in this motherfucker. This shot, yeah, toe shots to this motherfucker. Thought we were gonna quit, IP, man, hit twice to do our thing. Cause we just do it.
Wow.
Put it down.
y'all put it down. Middle fingers up, always with my team. All up in this club, bottles on us. Take this shot of this liquor, get a kick of this mixer. Mind spinning like a twister. Money in the air, cause we love to make it rain. Go insane like Team Pain. I'm in love with these strippers. Making good face with an ass like Trina. Let's take it to the floor where I'm guaranteed to please you. I'm living like a star cause I shine on the scene. VIP is where I be, so the haters can't see me. Ladies getting free, so go on, shake your body. Now give it to me good so we can leave this party. Turned up to the max in this hotel lobby. In my room, lights off, rock star, we getting gnarly. You know I put it down straight, nail in her coffin. When I'm done, she be fleeced. Now I'm back in this party.
Parking up in VIP, I'm on my least legend. Groupies all around me, man, I swear they crazy. Cause I ain't tryna be their man and they can't be my lady. My piece so, so wild, got the crowd going crazy. In about a few minutes, what's in my cup gon' have me lazy. I see shorty from a distance, staring at me from afar. And I can't blame her if she want me, cause she know that I'm a star. When I take her to the room, them panties going
down, down.
If you ain't up, you better ask somebody. I'm the best
around, around.
Now I'm back at the bar, ordering more bottles. It's time to start, it's not alright. I'm going full throttle. We got the bottles on frozen, the models on hold. Looking fine, IP, about to get them right. Got a head of water, so we got a middle fingers up. Cause the paper they ain't stopping at the end of the night. Rock the show, that's how we do it. Tell your girl, put her back into it. We ain't gotta worry, I'll drink so much. Let's go, DJ, IP, let's do it.
Yo, this is Kevin Shine. You're not rocking with the best. My girl Lush Online Radio. Kevin A&R Shine of the firm, Foundation for Innovative Resource Management, formerly A&R consultant to the senior VP over at Jive Records, Wayne Williams, and a part of the Grammy-nominated project, Untitled, R. Kelly. That's right. We're going to try to take it down this year. But real big shout-out to you, Lush, and the team. Doing it real big over there always. You are now rocking with the best, Lush Online Radio.
You know, Sugar, that's live in the building, man, and we live in the building, man. That was an artist from Miss I Promote, man. And, yo, real talk, I'm really liking that music, for real. I was kind of skeptical, but I like it. You know what I'm saying? And I trust her judgment. I don't think she will pack up nothing that she don't like. So that joint right there was, it gets a hot, it gets a hot, it gets a big old capital hot. Cool, what you think about them joints, man?
Yo, everything was on point. I think the production was tight, and I like the melodies and the harmony. The homeboy was just like riding that track, so you know that's always a good look. That's always a good look when you got all of the key ingredients, you know, for a hit record. So I can hear that on the radio for sure.
Well, yeah, that Put It Down track is our main single down here, so we got that on the radio down here. So that's what we doing.
Yo, that shit, that's hot, man. That stuff is hot, man. You got some winners on your hands, girl.
Mhm. Trying to make it do what it do.
That's what it is, man. I might have to crack that joint again, that Put It Down joint. I kind of like that one. I like that joint. Real talk. Miss I Promote done got the whole people coming out the woodwork and stuff on Twitter. This is Follow Fridays, so we need to shout out the people on Twitter real quick. Shout out to DJ J Ronan. Shout out to main man DJs. Shout out to Lady Loves Moolah. Ace Brick City One. Also MJ. 813 Promo, who's part of our promo team now. Big Stevie G, Bum Squad DJ's doing his thing. On top of that, SB underscore marketing, which is MKTG. You already know Miss Alpamo 89. About to shine. New underscore promo, B creative, DNYC underscore off the top, Chopper 434, Sean underscore King 11, and Cash Bass. So shout out to them on the Twitter. Make sure you follow them all day, every day, man. You know, we got to support people out here in the game, man, for real. You know, we don't do it for us, we do it for the people. We are the people's voice. Guru, you got a question for Ms. Alpamo?
Yeah, I do. The part I want to ask is, like, actually what happens when, you know, somebody might ask you, you know, about promotion and you really not feeling the song, or, you know, you don't want to be kind of, I mean, me personally, I kind of tell them, like, you know, whether they need to go back to the drawing board or not, or what I think will work or what won't work, because I'm dealing with artists up north, down south, and in the west. So, you know, I'm trying to make it like a big melting pot so everybody can support each other. But what happens when you hear something that's really just straight trash?
Garbage. Tell them the truth, like straight up. They might think you're a hater. They might think you're a hater or whatever, but it's telling straight up that you can't do it. It's going to make you look bad on yourself, and you can't do it, whatever. Even if they throw you like $1,000. It might throw me $1,000,000 now. I might do it now. Somebody say, here's $1,000,000 for my project. I might do it. If the music is whack, I just won't put my name behind it or nothing like that. But other than that, no.
So
she go ahead and push that joint with a big amount of money behind that joint.
She's going to change her avi up when she promote that wax. She's going to put Bugs Bunny on this shit, like Daffy Duck and
exactly.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, stupid. Yeah, Miss Alpamo, if you weren't doing promotion right now, what would be your other dream? What would you be doing if you weren't doing promotion?
Playing basketball or something like that. Maybe something like that.
That good?
Yeah, that was my first love when everything to music came, so playing basketball.
What position did you play? Forward? What position?
Yeah, forward. Small forward.
That's what I'm talking about. I was so shy. What's up with me today? Friday! That's what's up. You just look like you could play a forward and stuff, man. But that would have been nice, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she also plays basketball, too, so... You a jack of all trades. Can you cook too?
Not like that. Trail or nothing like that, no.
That's what it is, man. But if people want to get at
you. Hold up. She said
hold up, go ahead, Guru.
She says she can cook or can't cook?
She said she
cannot.
Can.
Not like that. Not like a chef and chefing it up in the kitchen, nothing like that. But yeah, I can though.
She said
she's from North Carolina. She got to know a little something. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. North Carolina, that's my home. That's my parents' home. That's my parents' birthplace, so that's where I be at.
Where
so
is
I
it?
Know she got to know a little something. Straight up.
What? Oh, my God, man. Oh, we got to... So, up-and-coming artists that want to fly in your new music, slide in at lushradioonline@gmail.com, and we will play it on Hot or Not Fridays to see if it's hot or not or lukewarm, man. And make sure it's not lukewarm and it's a failure, because we will make fun of you, for real. I am not the one. So make sure that you don't embarrass yourself. Think about what you're sending us, because we will freaking say, loser. You're a failure today. You get a fail, an absolute fail. We don't play games when it comes to that music because we don't want to hurt anybody's eardrums. Also, don't forget, we got K.E. on the track. He's going to be live in the building with us. He's going to be live in the building with us also. And also on top of that, we got the got the audio from Ray J speaking of Fab and everything. Everybody was talking about that joint. So we got the audio, and you know, Fab was calling
that was
Ray J.
I think
Ray J was on crack or something that day, but I don't know, man. That dude needs to stop smoking that way he's smoking. I guess he's a gangster now. But back to Miss Al Promote, is there any other ventures besides promotion that you kind of want to touch into also?
I do showcases and I drop compilation mixtapes for unsigned artists. The next mixtape is dropping this Sunday, hosted by my boy Ski Money on 101.9. So that's the next project I'm dropping. And we're dropping the video with my own group, IP, the 22nd. If you want to see a clip of that, a teaser of that video, go to their YouTube. It's called Infinity Pleasure TV, or just type in IP Do It featuring Johnny Cash, and you'll see the teaser of it. So that's what we're doing. That's on our plate over here.
Definitely, definitely. We got to slide them in and get that interview with them, man. You got to set that up, Ms. Al Promote.
Definitely, we can work on that. I'll just email you and go from there.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. All we can say is that we appreciate you and we love you and support you and we want you to keep doing what you do. But, you know, we try to bring you into the family, you know what I'm saying, because we love what you're doing on there, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, you and Guru together is a crazy tag team partner, the craziness going on online. So I'll be scared. I'll be scared.
I always support her. And then that might be my next question, like, If you had your dream, like for like when you finish your school, and you like you really want to settle in, like is it really just music you want to do, or you really want to like take your company, you know what I mean, to like new heights on promotion, like, cause that's mainly really like my question, like, cause I know like with music, you're not really gonna get tired of the music, but you might want to do like other things, like with your talents and your creativity, because that's really what keeps me kind of motivated. But like, if you really had to promote something or be involved with something like other than music, this is probably my question. What would it be?
Let's see. Everybody sat down and think about that. what would it be? Not off the bat, I don't know. What would it be? What would it be? Lord, put me on the spot with this. Got me thinking hard over here, like, really?
But you family now, so... We gotta give us sound effects in the background and some more hand claps for us, cause she family now. She just crossed into the family zone. We drop jewels over here, Miss I Promote, and I appreciate you being on the show. That's why I'm lighting up the Twitter, and I see you already on the Twitter, like lighting it up. Like I relate to that, like more than cause I know that you sharp, you know, and I appreciate having sharp people like in my circle and Lush has a great mind for this business. Like she's set to be doing great things in this business. Like she is in position. So this is really why she actually just extended to we'll help you. Like, cause we see you. Like, and we appreciate the chance that we have an opportunity. It was like surprising. Like, and great, like, for me, like, that's the type of CEO that she is to me. Like, she did something, like, and surprised me with the second guest, which is you. So, like, that's great. Like, I'm proud and I'm happy. So, you know, that's really why I kind of asked you that, you know, because I feel like you sometimes, you know, you don't feel like you zapping out or burning out. You just say, yo, something really great is going to come and happen. Where, like, this artist is, like, if it's an artist, it's an artist. But if it's a business or a different type of situation, you know, you're going to have to, like you just said, $1 million is $1 million. It might be something you want for the million rather than something you want. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. We definitely like support you and see what you're doing out there. If there's any kind of advice you would give some of these youth, you know, the young people that are trying to get into the industry, you know, and like I tell a lot of the youth out here, you don't always got to be the rapper. You don't always got to be in the highlights. You don't always have to be that person that's in the limelight. You can always be that back person, that photographer, that promoter, that manager, you know what I'm saying, that publicist. You know, what kind of advice would you give these youth trying to get into the game?
Just keep grinding, never give up on your dream, never let nobody tell you nothing else, and just have a tight support team behind you. And if you keep pushing, you can get to your goals. So just keep pushing and keep pushing.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you and we love you, and we're going to keep on supporting you. And you already know that you fam, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, make sure all of you guys support her all day, every day. Once again, Ms. Alchemo, give them your Twitter and email if they want to get in contact with you or they want to give you some new business.
All right, my Twitter is ipromote89, that's 89, and if you need any kind of marketing promotion, hit me up on Gmail at missipromote89@gmail.com, and also follow my artist, my group, IP, If a New Pleasure. The Twitter is IP Universe. The mixtape is out right now. Go to ipsalute.com. New video dropping October 22nd, and it is what it is. Shout out to Lush Radio doing their thing.
That's what it is, man. I love her, man. We're going to rock this song one more time. One more time for your mind right here. Because I like it. Put it down. Let's go.
When we in the club, it's a party. We about to throw these drinks up. When we in the club, it's a
party.
We about to throw this money up. Mixed with IMIP, they be the team. And we put it down like it's heavy. And we drinking on that side. Music so loud, we about to make the show.
Of this liquor, get a kick of this mixer, mind spinning like a twister. Money in the air, so we love to make it rain. Go insane like T-Pain, I'm in love with these strippers. Making good face with an ass like Trina. Let's take it to the floor where I'm guaranteed to please you. I'm living like a star cause I sign on the scene. VIP is where I be, so the haters can't see me. Ladies getting free, so go on, shake your body now. Rockstar, we getting gnarly. You know I put it down straight, nail in her coffin. When I'm done, she be sleep. Now I'm back in this party.
Up in VIP, I'm on my list, let it groupies all around me, man, I swear they crazy. Cause I ain't tryna be their man and they can't be my lady. My piece so wild, got the crowd going crazy. In about a few minutes, what's in my cup gon' have me lazy. I see shorty from a distance, staring at me from afar. And I can't blame her if she want me, cause she know that I'm a star.
Put it down on me. Yo, shout out to my girl, Miss I Promote, man. She did a thing live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Call in at 347-826-7722. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Don't forget, RIP, Sylvia Robinson, you know, CEO of Sugar Hill Records. along with that, we do got that clip, like I said, we do got that clip with Ray J, man. Guru, how did you feel about Miss Promote, man? I really like her. Miss I Promote, I like her, man.
Yeah, that was a nice surprise. So thank you, Lush, for that wonderful interview. And I hope that she feels welcome and welcome to call and have us, you know, have some music on that she's bringing, you know, to the game. Like, wow, now that you see that she can, you know, tell them about Lush, like, that's more powerful than network. Like, this network is about building, you know, great business relationships. And, you know, when you see, like, when you mention her age, like, that was great because she's focused and you know, she has a strategy. So I can appreciate that.
Definitely. And she got a serious following, and you know what I'm saying? So definitely support her and everything she got going on. And you know, Guru, the man with the plan. So, you know, I got three crazy, awesome people pushing Lush Radio Online. I got Future Guru 100 with my head. I got Mr. MJ Promo. I got Miss I Promote. It's about to be ham going into next year. I'm scared right now, man. It's going to be bananas. Thou shalt not fail out here, man, for real. It's some real truth out here. So shout out to everybody that's following us on Twitter. You know, like I said, send in your songs, but it got to be hot because Guru and us will go on it. So like I said, it's basically subject title hot or not on lushradioonline@gmail.com. Y'all want to hear that Ray J joint, man. We're going to play that joint for those that didn't get to hear it. Ray J called in out of the blue just talking about Fabulous like he was bugging. Ray J's a gangster. So let's hear this joint.
The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1.
Ray.
Yo, Charlamagne.
What up, my G?
Envy, what up?
What up, Ray J? What happened, man? What the hell went on?
Are we live?
No. Yes.
We live.
Yes.
Okay, so I ain't gonna curse, but these punk faggots, and excuse my language, but you know what I'm saying? Be whoever you want to be. Love whoever you want to love. I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, when you want to disrespect me and the money team, and we got 7 Rolls Royces outside, and we just made 350 racks on the... Don't disrespect me. I'm gonna smack you up again, fool. All
right, so Ray J,
that's all I'm saying. Niggas saying Ray J got beat up. I shot that nigga in the face, my nigga.
So you punched Fab in the face?
One time. Hey, all I'm saying is if you got Fab number, tell that nigga to send a picture of his face right now.
Wow.
Okay, Ray J, let me ask you. So this is what happened because you didn't like
these bitch ass niggas.
You didn't like what he was saying on Twitter, like making jokes.
No, I was like, look, don't disrespect me and Floyd like that. I play piano on that motherfucking piano every day. That's my big bro, nigga. We grew up together. So if you think I just came over there and sang a song, you got me motherfucking twisted. I'm always over there, nigga.
Remember, so, we on air, Ray. Can't curse.
Oh, I'm sorry, Envy. I'm sorry.
So go ahead. So,
Envy, I'm sorry. Are we live?
Yeah. So you're posting me. What happened?
What?
I said, so you went up to him at the after party.
I'm with the
what
money
happened?
Team right now. We all over here. I swear to God, he running from me right now. I had 100 fools outside of Moon right now. He never left the club. He was scared up in there. He tried to call the police.
So when you hit him, what did he do, Ray?
Nothing. He fell back because he's a sucker.
Okay, now, Ray, let me ask you. So he didn't hit you back?
Look, check this out. No disrespect. Like, shout out to my big bro, Diddy, because he tried to really be like, look, they was just going in on you. And you know, it was all fun and games. Shout out to Kevin Hart, because, you know, he a comedian. But Fab ain't no comedian. My homie saved his life when he was in L.A. His life was threatened by my other dudes, and my other homie saved his life. So how dare you even speak disrespectful to me? You know what I'm saying? And that's just what it was. So when I seen him, I was with Floyd and 50, and he tried to say, don't touch me, and I touched that nigga. Straight up.
Did 50 instigate the fight?
And I got detained tonight. I got kicked out of the motherfucking Palm Hotel. Police arrested me. Handcuffs. Listen, I said, look, y'all gonna take me to jail, or can y'all just unhandcuff me and let me hop in my ghost and get up out of here? They said, that's your car? I said, I'm cool. Can you handcuff me? I gave it, you know what I'm saying? I looked out for him and I was out.
Now, Ray J, let me, so did Fab at all, his people, or did he hit you at all?
Nah, look, My team don't play. If you disrespect me, don't come to the West Coast. So he in Las Vegas, and he trying to disrespect me.
Well, we heard Fab headbutted you, and people are upset because he had his guard down.
Come on, my headbutted me.
So listen,
you call that fool right now. We can get on the phone right now. He'll tell you what it is because he know my big homies is on his bumper. So he gonna apologize on the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, Envy, listen, mm-hmm. You know y'all my dudes, right?
Right, yeah.
I'm going to make sure he call up to the Breakfast Club and apologize for his actions. Because I'm not playing, man. These niggas think I sing songs and run around here and do dances. I don't play that shit, man.
You're not Omarion.
I'm not playing games,
for real,
man.
Ray, don't go to jail. Nothing ain't worth going to jail, man.
No, I know. And so this is what happened, right? Everybody told me to come.
Yo, that's your boy Ray J, man. My man was Ray J. Hey, yo, son. Ray J's a gangster, though. He called into the Breakfast Club, right? Talking mad crazy stuff. Yo, I don't know if y'all heard Fab. Fab called him Lil Red Riding Hood, and he want to go in people's house playing pianos and stuff. Like, I don't know, man. That's Randy's brother. Now you a gangster, but it is what he need to get his life together. Whatever he's smoking, stop that. You're right. I'm just staring right now. Yo, you go out to the www.dutchfadyonline. Get the fuck out of here Friday. So we just played a snippet of Ray J going in on the Breakfast Club. So Charlamagne, we had him on the show, Envy. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy. We're going to have K.E. on the track live in the building. We had Miss Alpromote, man. That was hilarious. Goo, what was going on with your man, Ray J, man?
Nah, I mean, Fab kept the G. I mean, that I heard a couple of hours after he said it, you know, I caught the show a little later on that same day that he said it. And then, you know, I had my thoughts on it. I just said Fab kept the G, but I was like, wondering, like, Ray J is a gangster all of a sudden? Like, It don't add up, man. It didn't make the situation no better the way he got on the air in New York, you know, with, the Breakfast
Club.
To do that version like that. So now, you know, I'm just, like, glad that I seen him humble himself on the Twitter and say apologize for his everything he said. He was out of control, you know, because basically, I mean.
Somebody gave him a wrong pass back to some E-pills or some shit or did something because my man had lost it that day.
I heard both interviews, and I think Fab kept the G, though. That's all.
I think he did. I definitely think he did. But let's go on the line because I think we got a call on the line. I think we might have KE on the track live in the building with us. But let's check the mic. Yo, it's your girl. Let's live in the building. What up? Is this KE on the track? What up? Hey, Fortune, what it do, baby? Hey, 4-3,
what's happening? This is Vito. Checking in, man. You can hear me?
What up? This KE on the track. Who this?
No, this ain't K. This Vito. What's happening, man? I'm trying to figure out how to get my shit played real quick, man. I got a hard ass track. So.
Shout out to you, man. Say your Twitter name and everything so people can follow you real quick. What's your Twitter?
@Vito @VITO _FG. Fetty Gang. That's my squad I'm running with. I don't know.
Independent artists that want to get their music played on here, make sure it's hot. Send it to lushradioonline@gmail.com. Subject line, hot or not. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's hot, man. We might let you slide with the lukewarm, but if it's a failure, we're going to flush you down the toilet.
I need that email address so I can send my songs. Y'all can fuck with that shit.
Like I said, lushradioonline@gmail.com.
Alright, I'm about to do that shit right now.
Was you able to hear that Ray J joint?
Yeah, I heard that shit. I've been seeing that shit since last week because I was wondering. I heard Fab say some shit about him. He come on him and him and Floyd Mayweather in the room playing the piano and shit. I mean, I guess the nigga got mad because Fab called him soft or some shit. I mean, hey, I ain't never known Razor to be no gangster, and now he getting real G. So I mean, shit, I guess niggas make a turn in their life. They feel like they want to be a gangster later on in life. So it's that easy to just say, hey, fuck it, I'm a gangster now, right?
I guess, man. So this the new thing now. R&B singers are gangsters now.
That's the
you know
new
what
thing.
R&B.
You can sing to the bitches and pack pistols. So that's the new thing.
Yo, my man up there going to Floyd Mayweather's crib. Like you just going and playing pianos at people's houses and shit. Pianos in their crib.
I seen him say it was a cut scene. He told Fab it was bitches in there. They just didn't get that part. They had some girls in there. You just seen Floyd and Razor. They supposedly had some bitches in there, but that ain't what the scene was showing.
Hey, man, I don't know. My man Ray J is bugged out, man. They gave him the wrong batch of E-pills, man. My man
like you say, that's Brandy's little brother, so, I mean, there's some gangster in his blood, I guess. That's hit a motherfucker with the car, so I guess all them niggas gangsters and shit, so...
I guess they gangsters. They just be rolling over people and shit.
Rolling over
people.
Niggas. Niggas playing pianos and running motherfuckers over with the whip. Shit, fucking gangsters.
Oh, shit. Ray J is bugging, man, but we live in the building, man, and all I'm saying is that right now, I need some Chardonnay. Shout out to my man, Big Sean. He doing this thing, man, and you know what I'm saying? When you in a club, you ain't looking for, you know what I'm saying, anything else but some ass. So Big Sean put this song out here, ass. Shout out to all them girls with them big old booties.
Now make that mother hammer sound like... Wobble, I'm stacking my paper. My wallet look like a Bible. I got girlies half naked. That look like the grotto. High your waist anorexic and then your ass is colossal. Like, whoo! Drop that air. Make it boomerang. Take my belt off. Get some pooty tang. Tippy towel, tippy tay. You gon' get a tip today. You gon' get some good.
I walk in with my crew and I'm breaking their necks. I'm looking all good. I'm making her wait. They pay me respect. They pay me in checks. And if she look good, she pay me in sex. Do it. Bounce that, it's the roundest. You the best, you deserve a crown, bitch. Right on that.
Dance. Now make that mother hammer sound like. Drop it. You got everybody in here. Oh my gosh, it's bad. I'm your dada. White girls go gaga. When it sticks out, they bust it open like the yayas of piñata. Look down. Tell me what's up. Girl, you talk too much. Shut up. I got that mad. You know it always nut up. And it got an attitude. No wonder why I stuck up. Pop it and backflip. Your gymnastics got me ecstatic. Your whole crew look like a pageant. I'm dropping cash tip and some taxes. Woo! Do it. Girl, you got me about to pass out. I'm wondering if Cupid gave you any shots. Cause I'm in love with that.
Dance.
Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Shake that out,
Short girl,
small girl,
skinny girl,
I'm
Now make that mother hammer sound like.
Go stupid. It's your girl, let's see, let's dive in the building. Call in at 347-826-7722. Yo, we getting unanimous responses. It's crazy right on Twitter right now, Goo. Goo, have you seen Twitter right now? They going bananas right now, son.
No, that's only right. I mean, it's a high profile, you know, show right now, because if you think of all the, you know, great things you've been doing over the past, you know, for a few months, and, you know, these people are supporting your events, they're supporting your site, your chat. That's real. I mean, first of all, we want to say thanks. I'm, you know, definitely appreciating all the people that's really holding it together. And, you know, generally speaking, like, the team, just from what Emma and TDI and Lush, like, just what they do, I mean, this is really what keep it together. So, you know, with me in the mix, it's just like the extra drive that we need to have, we're going to have it. So I'm going to be here for everybody. We're going to definitely, we support that love that's on the chat rooms right now, and that situation that people are seeing that Lush is still making moves. And shout out to Coast DJs for always having Lush Radio Online logo on all the featured events, man. So that's, you know, you speaking volumes right there, Lush. So how you feel about that situation?
All I can say is I'm humbled and I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, you know, we all can support one another, and one day, you know, we all can pop bottles, you know what I'm saying, when we all sitting in that mansion. So salute to everybody. We all on the same grind. And we just got to keep supporting everybody. And Stop Beefing Radio, you know I love you, Money Matt. And you know what I'm saying, DJ J. Ronan. Also, don't forget, DJ True Birthday Bash is going down in New York City. So check out for that. Shout out to Big Stevie G. That's where I first met him at. And always support Lush Radio Online. Also, shout out to Coast to Coast DJ's convention. Is this week. It's going on this week. There's after parties, crazy things going down. We got Emma E2K covering that for us. She's down there in Florida, you know what I'm saying, covering that. So we everywhere, all day, every day. So Lush Radio Online keeps it moving. Emma E2K is going to be coming back with E2K on the spot, but it's going to be Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. So check for that. Next week is starting off. TDI NYC is doing this thing each and every Monday, so keep it locked. Don't forget to get the fuck out of here Fridays. But you know what I'm going to say? We're supposed to be having my man K.E. on the track coming through, so he's kind of running late, trying to check in to see what's going on. But you know the show must go on. But I'm going to go ahead and play one of the joints that we got right here from one of the joints he produced right here for, you know, Future featuring TDI. We're going to rock that. That was flown in by my man, Future Guru 100, because he always keeps us on point, man. Yeah, so we're going to play that track, and we're going to be right back.
That's him on the song with T.I., Lush. T.I., so welcome home, Tip. Like I got to say, welcome home, T.I.P., you know what I mean? So, you know, this is a song with Future. Future making big noise, you know, everywhere, doing big things. So, you know, K.E. is working with superstars right now. Tip just came home, and K.E. on the track got a song placed with him, man. So, you know, shout out to the whole MMI, man. You know what I mean? Boom, man. You know, my homie G, you know, and Grove Street and Tron, you know what I mean? Grove Street, Tron, everybody that's working hard for that movement, man. You know, and it's a whole other group of producers coming out of there, you know, like Will of Fool, you know. So we got to salute everybody that's working hard, man.
Word, we're going to run into this song. MMI, boom, man, boom, man. TDI, TDI, Future, the whole squad. MMI, man. People making real moves out here, man. Let them.
Yeah. Grand Hustle Zone, one bank here, shit right here. You understand that? It's the King, partner.
Hey, off top, I'm bossed up. You ain't talking money, don't talk to us. I'm steady stacking that guac up. Ball harder than you when I'm locked up. You type of niggas that pop up when niggas rolling that kush, huh? Got mine growing like grapevines in the backyard. Come look, bruh. I pull up, hop out. Bad hoes that pop out. Hey, nigga, better watch out. See around with that block out. My style's mean till it's hostile. And aggressive, dog, come check your dog. Spend a couple mil, no stress at all. Big bank roll, no checks at all. FYI, I'm flexing, y'all. Game A1 professional. You small ball like golf balls. I basketball, go ask your bra. Tell her legs open, sesame. Abracadabra, she wet for me. Like Tata, while I Gucci, Louis, Strivers, Prada.
Bitch, chillin' out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got them out of man. The way I made the word, what's still calling man? Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking mad. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. My bitch chillin' out the parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on the perp, me and yellow drinking magic. On my way to Astros, I forgot to do my tax.
Hold on.
Call my accountant, he gon' make it do magic. Had to get a driver jet to drop me at the airport.
For what?
Way I smoke the blunts, man, I burn them up like new smoke. $50,000 on superstar tires. K.E. and Young Future bringing them fire. Woo. All the stand cash make a bitch wanna retire. Gotta drop a half a grip, you wanna put me on the flyer. Excuse me, but my lingo crazy. CD diamonds ain't none of them for. Two bad bitches wanna fuck me the greatest. A.O.G. and a brand new Mercedes. Turn out the light, I'ma do a 180 for the haters. I'ma go ahead and do a 3.
Crank up.
Drinking on the Sprite, got lean all in. I'm an astronaut, nigga, better church my pimpin'. Bitch, chillin' out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got them out of man. The way I made the word, what's still calling man? Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking mad. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, chillin' out the parking lot, leave magic. Sipping on the purple in the yellow, drinking mad. Billionaire boy, that's true inspiration. I'm an astronaut kid, no such thing as limitation.
Space.
Ran down 20 in the motherfucking spaceship. Just left magic in the motherfucking station. Two bitches trailing in a beamer out of Germany.
Yeah.
Gotta think for me, don't wanna think for me.
What?
They like my energy,
what?
Like my embassy.
I know tricks like Chris
Angel. I don't trick, but I can make you
hold
famous.
On.
You would disappear from your past life. You're a real pill.
Go
out of sight, I'm Pluto talking. You hear me walking when you walking. I used to be fly, but now I'm hawking. I was on Earth and now I'm sci-fi. Voila, I stay high. My bitches on they high horse.
Yeah.
I double back like two cups of cola in that new push. Bitch, chillin' out the parking lot, leave mad. Two bad bitches in, I got them out of man. The way I made the word, what's still callin' man? Sippin' on the purple in the yellow, drinkin' mad. While I magic, while I magic, while I magic, while I magic. Bitch, chillin' out the parking lot, leave magic. Sippin' on the purple in the yellow, drinkin' mad.
Let's radio live on the line. Call it at 347-826-7722. Hot or not, baby? That's what was definitely hot right there. But my man Cash Man sent me a song. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to hear for only this time only, because you know we got certain rules that we do when we play this music. You know what I'm saying? At Future Guru, if you hit him up at Future Guru 100, which is my head of promo, he will tell us everything that's going on, you know what I'm saying, in the building. So definitely, you know what I'm saying, hit him up. And, you know, he'll be live in the building with him and tell you all the information that goes on with that. But we got a new song from Cash Man, so we're going to play this song real quick. And between me and Guru, we want to know if it's hot or not. People call him at 347-826-7722. Cash Band, Don't Let Your Love, Don't Let Your Love Go Away.
Yeah, yeah, it's Cash Band, it's Cash Band. Thank you, wait for the girls, you know what I'm saying?
Showing the vibe.
Yeah. I like getting to this real quick, though. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you want to do, let me know what you want to do.
Baby, I'm telling you, girl, what do you think? Girl, I want you now. Baby, don't want to wait. Can you take my hand? Still in each other's fate. escape. Girl, you got that whip appeal. I'm running game, baby, I'm being real. When the first time I laid eyes on you, good love, you said, I hope you hear what I'm saying is true. Baby, girl, me and my wife, my boo, you the head of you. You so confused, I'm so consumed. That is why I'm trying to find the root. Baby, you the cutest thing, hop in the coop. Got a root straight to your heart, let love embark, just play your part. And I promise to keep you warm, keep you dry in the midst of a storm. And I'm here to mend your heart, baby girl, I know it's torn. Anger, scorn, that's riding it. Baby, let me enlighten it, reside in it, put a fight in it. Girl, there's no fighting it. Shit, hey, girl, there's no fighting it. Hey, hey. Baby, I'm telling you, girl, what do you think? Girl, I want you now. Baby, don't wanna wait. Can you take my hand? We still in each other's face. Baby, girl, don't let your love escape.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Okay, people, I'm nice and I play your song for a little bit. But if I can't take it no more, I gotta cut it short. But you know what I'm saying? That was Cash Band, Don't Take Your Love Away. Hot or Not, a lukewarm guru. What's your critique on it? Don't rip him a new butthole. Just, you know what I'm saying, be nice with it.
Nah, I'm just saying, I ain't gonna do it like that. I think that, you know, something that I might, you know, definitely wanna you know, hear on the loud, on the, you know, on the boom speakers, like, you know, something. I'm on my phone with it right now, but you know, it was definitely had a catchy type of, you know, feel to it. You know, my first impact really is really listening to the track with the music. So I heard him spitting over it. So that kind of, you know, kept my interest right there. So it was definitely a decent track, you know. He definitely in, you know.
How to not lukewarm, guru. How to not a lukewarm.
Oh, no, he's definitely lukewarm with it. You know what I'm saying? I got to definitely hear, you know, another, you know.
Yeah, I got to say I'm lukewarm with it. It's like, it sound like he might got skills, but we got to work with different production. Like, they recorded it too loud. Like, it needs to be mixed down. Like, that isn't that, you know what I'm saying? That's not a clean, you know, track to be sending. Another thing, critique artists, when you send in music, like we tell you before, make sure it's clean and it's mastered when you send it to us. Okay, because you're gonna the music itself, the track is over drowning what he's saying. I couldn't really hear the hook. The hook was dragging. You know, so it sounds like it could have potential, but I can't tell because it's not mixed down well properly. So I'm gonna give it a lukewarm. You know what I'm saying, for effort. I'm gonna give it a lukewarm, but I can't give it a hot this time. But I'm gonna give it a lukewarm. But send me in something different, and maybe we can, you know what I'm saying, you know, work with it. Shout out to KE on the track. Supposed to be having him live online, so we're still waiting for that. But like I said, artists sending your music. Like I said, we want to, you know, critique, you know what I'm saying? There's certain things you guys got to work on when you send us in music, you know what I'm saying? You got to be on point with it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Drawzilla. We had him on the show. He got some new tracks and stuff, so shout out to him. He got something featuring Capone and Sheik Luke. And that was produced by Drawzilla, and we're going to actually have that and stuff. I'm going to play that in a few. So we're going to play that. It's produced by Drawzilla, another producer we had the pleasure of having on our show. So it's been a while since we heard some stuff from Capone, so we're going to have him live in the building. So we're going to go to some more songs, you know what I'm saying, and we're going to come back. I'm feeling like a little Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, Otis and shit like that. So we're going to go ahead and play Otis. And we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, man, and tell some cats to get the fuck up out of here. Yeah.
It makes it easier to say. You won't regret it. We
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Proof. New watch alert.
My bad, we right back. Due to the time consumed, you know, we definitely got to come back and wrap it up. So, you know what I mean? We're supposed to have KE on the mic, but, you know, we don't know what happened. So hopefully we'll try to get him and lock him in. But we got Glacius, you know, Betty Boo. She should be coming on next week, Friday. That's Noriega, new artist. So watch for that. So, you know, artists, keep sending in your music. www.lushradioonline.com. Keep it locked and loaded. We don't do it for us, we do it for the people. Cool, tell somebody to get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey, you know, we coming in, you know, to a new, you know, to a new season. So this is a particular time where I call grind season. So if you ain't grinding today, get the fuck out of here. That's really what it is.
Definitely, man. Keep your grind on. Keep your third eye open, man. They are sheep and wolf clothing, man. And don't trust everybody. Not everybody got your good interest at hand, man. But you know what, your girl, Lushy, you know I got to pop a bottle for you. I'm out of here, man. Lush Radio Online, man. Otis, peace, man. Don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Later.
It makes it easier. You won't regret.